Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me again today. It's March 9th, 2020, and we're going to be discussing Lesson 69. My grievances hide the light of the world in me. So let's join together and take a good deep breath before we begin our lesson today. Lesson 69, my grievances hide the light of the world in me. No one can look upon what your grievances conceal, because your grievances are hiding the light of the world in you. Everyone stands in darkness, and you beside him. But as the veil of your grievances is lifted, you're released with him. Share your salvation now with him who stood beside you when you were in hell. He is your brother in the light of the world, which saves you both. Today, let us make another real attempt to reach the light in you. Before we undertake this in our more extended practice period, let us devote several minutes in thinking about what we're trying to do. We are literally attempting to get in touch with the salvation of the world. We're trying to see past the veil of darkness that keeps it concealed. We're trying to let the veil be lifted and see the tears of God's Son disappear in the sunlight. Let us begin our longer practice period today with the full realization of all this and real determination to reach what is dearer to us than all else. Salvation is our only need. There is no other purpose here and no other function to fulfill. Learning salvation is our only goal. Let us end the ancient search today by finding the light in us and holding it up for everyone who searches with us to look upon and rejoice. Very quietly now, with your eyes closed, try to let go of all the content which generally occupies your consciousness. Think of your mind as a vast circle, surrounded by a layer of heavy dark clouds. You can see only the clouds because you seem to be standing outside the circle and quite apart from it. From where you stand, you can see no reason to believe there is a brilliant light hidden by the clouds. The clouds seem to be the only reality. There seem to be all there is to see. Therefore, you do not attempt to go through them and past them, which is the only way in which you would be really convinced of their lack of substance. We will make this attempt today. After you've thought about the importance of what you're trying to do for yourself and the world, try to settle down in perfect stillness, remembering only how much you want to reach the light in you today, now. Determine to get past the clouds. Reach out and touch them in your mind. Brush them aside with your hand, feeling them resting on your cheeks and forehead and eyelids as you go through them. Go on. Clouds cannot stop you. If you're doing the exercises properly, you'll begin to feel a sense of being lifted up and carried ahead. Your little effort and small determination call on the power of the universe to help you, and God Himself will raise you from darkness into light. You are in accord with His will. You cannot fail because your will is His. Have confidence in your Father today and be certain that He has heard you and has answered you. You may not recognize His answer yet, but you can indeed be sure that it is given you and you will yet receive it. Try as you attempt to go through the clouds to the light to hold His confidence in your mind. Try to remember that you are at last joining your will to God's. Try to keep the thought clearly in mind that what you undertake with God must succeed. Then let the power of God work in you and through you, that His will and yours may be done. In the shorter practice periods, which you will want to do as often as possible in view of the importance of today's idea to you and your happiness, remind yourself that your grievances are hiding the light of the world from your awareness. Remind yourself also that you are not searching for it alone, and that you do know where to look for it. Say then, my grievances hide the light of the world in me. I cannot see what I have hidden. Yet I want to let it be revealed to me, for my salvation and the salvation of the world. Also be sure to tell yourself, if I hold this grievance, the light of the world will be hidden from me. If you're tempted to hold anything against anyone today, my grievances hide the light of the world in me. Let's join together again now in a moment of silence as we consider today's idea. My grievances hide the light of the world in me. It's almost as if we've left pieces of ourself all over the place. And the process of reintegrating ourselves, as the process of making ourselves whole, is really what this curriculum is about. Everywhere we've left a judgment, everywhere we have expressed anger, everywhere we've held an idea of judgment against anyone or anything or any situation or any event, whatever it might be, it's as if we're leaving a part of ourselves there. We're ejecting it out from ourselves onto the world, onto other people. But because we understand now that ideas leave not their source, an idea, or a judgment, if you will, is an idea, and those ideas never really leave us. They're a part of us that we are leaving out there, almost as a duplicate of ourselves out there, a piece of ourselves that we place upon the world, a value that we place upon things, anything that we denominate, anything that we name, anything that we declare as this or that or other or good or bad or right or wrong, whatever it may be, we've left a piece of ourselves out there on the world, in the history, in the past of our experience. My grievances hide the light of the world in me. The light of the world is shining. The light of the world is shining forth for us to see in everything the essence of all that is, the essence of all that all. This chair loves me. This door loves me. This floor loves me. This wall loves me. My body loves me. Everything is love. There can be nothing else. And even the construct of love itself is diminished horribly by the ego self because it can't even begin to imagine what love is. And even love itself as a construct of what God is a limitation upon what God is. God is not what can be known. God is not what can be named. God cannot be limited, conscribed. It can't be in any way imagined as something of form or something with boundaries. It is infinite. Even the word infinite, even words are poor descriptors because they place limitations and bring imaging to mind. So rather than getting caught up in all of the constructs of what God is or isn't, or what we are or not, we really only need to be connected with the mind that knows. In other words, become one with the essence. And in the connection that we establish by first realizing that it's available, and then by practicing being in union, being in communion, being in dialogue with the capital V voice for God, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, we embark upon the experience, ultimately, of a connection that has never been broken, and we begin to build the bridge that carries us home to the realization of the capital S self, nothing more than your right mind. This lesson is deep and profound within itself because it allows us to begin a process of recognizing where we have left pieces of ourselves laying around all over the place with those that we truly do love and know because they are one with us as well. With the past, we can begin to move back before we gave judgment. We've already discussed how that would be actually the practice of forgiveness. Another name for forgiveness that we can consider in our practice today is allowance. And acceptance is another word that comes to mind. Ultimately, forgiveness, we've discovered, is our function. And understanding what true forgiveness is opens up again the opportunity now for healing, the absence of fear. Because in truth and in practice, every judgment is literally an expression of fear. And the fear then puts us in darkness, blocks our vision and our ability to see that we are loved by everything and everyone forever and ever. Amen. It cannot be changed. It cannot be redefined. It cannot be remade. It doesn't need to be considered as what our function is. Our function is to move back before we gave judgment. Period. 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 So as you consider today's lesson and this practice, be sure to set your phone, your smartphone, to give you an alert throughout the day, unexpectedly. Let it vibrate, or a small ding, or whatever your favorite tone might be, to remind you to take a good deep breath, come to center, and remember, my grievances hide the light of the world in me. I love you, my brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to our next discussion. God bless, and stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns to me.